Have you ever heard of the time management technique called time boxing? No, I'm not saying time blocking, which is probably the more common one that you've heard before. I'm talking about time boxing. It is actually completely different, and it is what I want to share with you today because I feel it is a easy way to simplify your schedule as a busy mom with lots on the brain, and it happens to be exactly what I use myself. So, hey friend, welcome back to the show. I am so excited that you're here. Let's dive into today's episode and talk about ways to help you simplify your schedule, mama, so that you can have better time management. Do you wish that you had a peaceful, clutter-free home, but you are buried under piles of toys and laundry? Do you wish you could create simple systems to get organized, but you just don't know where to start? Hey there, I'm Amy, wife and mom to four littles. For years, I thought that having an organized home meant Pinterest perfect and clean at all times. I tried every tip for cleaning and organizing, only to fall off track again and to feel like a failure. Finally, I came to realize that in order to become the organized mom I wanted to be, I had to start with organizing myself. So I developed a simple framework that focuses on organization as the whole picture. I am so excited to share it with you. So if you are ready for a peaceful, clutter-free, and easy-to-maintain home, then this is the podcast for you. Reach for your special snacks, brew some coffee, and go hide in the closet, because it is time for some me time, mama. Let's learn. Hey there. So if you are new, I wanted to make sure that you know I have a Facebook community where other like-minded moms like you are coming together so that we can share and grow and build relationships with each other based off this mutual interest of learning how to become more organized moms. So I would love to see you in there. If you have maybe listened to some of my past episodes, you have probably heard me say that I don't actually really like social media, and that is still 100% true, but I do like it when we use it for really good reasons to build community. So I have created a completely separate profile and a Facebook community that I go in and check on every single day to see if anyone needs help in there. So I would love to see you in there so that you can ask me your questions. I can get to know who you are on the other side of this show and to support you in your journey. To do that, you can go to the link in the show notes or go to www.bit.ly/MOMMIN3community. And that will take you to the link to join the Facebook group called Home Organization Systems for Moms with Young Kids. I will see you there. Let's dive into today's episode because I'm sure that you're feeling really curious about what this whole time boxing concept is. So I myself use this, like I said in the intro, as a way to simplify my schedule. I am a full-time stay-at-home mom. My kids do not have daycare. I do not have help with the kids at home. I have babysitters occasionally for when the other kids have appointments. So I'm never really on my own at home, if that makes sense. And I have four kids ages six and under, so there's kind of always someone with me at all times. But I also work from home for our farm doing accounting and bookkeeping type things, so I'm also needing to work at the computer sometimes. So what this all means, the reason why I'm telling you this is that I have like what I like to call a flexibly inflexible schedule. There are a lot of things that I need to get done every single day in order to keep everything afloat, keep all of my priorities intact, and to keep everyone happy, which I'm sure you can relate to. Whether you're a working from home mom, a working away mom, or a stay-at-home mom, there's always something on our mind and on our plate, right? So this way of time management, of scheduling my schedule, so to speak, has honestly been the best method that I have ever used for myself to date. I've tried a lot of different methods over the years, and I found nothing was flexible enough to help me go through the flow of like the craziness that was having so many toddlers at once, while also giving us structure to base our day around to help me get my tasks done. So yeah, like I said, I've tried everything from having no list at all to time blocking to to-do lists, all of that, and nothing else worked for me. The reason why I love time boxing is because it's flexible, it is simple, it helps me to get down to business, get done with my tasks, and move on, which is so crucial when you have so many kids and responsibilities vying for your brain attention at all times. And then this is also good for me because as a perfectionist slash procrastinator, it's really motivating to help me get to my tasks, get them done quickly, and then, like I said, move on. So this helps me to not procrastinate, and this helps me to not be a perfectionist. Lastly, the other benefit of why I love this so much, because it makes me focus and it helps me to also cut back on how much I am multitasking. I am very, very guilty of multitasking. I hope to do an episode on it in the future, but it helps me to cut back on that as well. So what I want to do today is actually just like an introduction to what time boxing is. I don't really want to get into it today of how I use it to manage my schedule specifically, but I just wanted to give an overview for you of these two points. Point number one is going to be what is time boxing, and point number two is going to be how it is going to help you simplify your schedule. Alrighty, so point one, let's answer the question, what is time boxing? Time boxing is a method of allocating a specific amount of time to completing a certain task in your day. It is different than time blocking, but that is a topic for another day. The comparison between the two is a topic for another day. You are essentially, what time boxing is you are restricting an activity that you need to perform in a day to a predetermined amount of time, or the way that I modify it, or is to a predetermined type of task or number of tasks in a day. So what this is doing is, it's like I said, it's helping me to get my tasks done, get in, get out. It's helping me to not drag things out. It's helping me to get down to business by not procrastinating. There's a lot of benefits to it, as I mentioned before, but essentially you can think of it, this is how I like to think of it. You can think of it like a cardboard box where you are determining how big and how much that cardboard box is going to hold on any given day, depending on how many specific time-bound constraints you have in your schedule that day. Like if you're going to be gone all day, your box might be a little bit smaller. If you're going to be home all day, that box might be a little bit bigger. You know what I mean? So I like to visualize it as a cardboard box that you are opening when you're ready to do a task, but you're closing it again and putting it away after the time limit is complete, or you are closing it, putting it away for a second, attending to what your kids need from you, and then as soon as the storm is calmed down, you are immediately going back to that task, reopening it again, and completing what was inside of it. So I hope that that analogy makes sense for you. So secondly, I want to talk about how it is going to help you simplify your schedule. As a mom, you know you face a lot of distractions in your day. If you're home with your kids full time, they can come ask you completely random questions at any point during the day and completely throw off your train of thought, which is totally fine. But you have to be able to pick your brain back up, put it back together again, and remember what you were doing and why, where and how, and all those things. We have to be able to focus. It also helps you to multitask less, to be more focused on the task at hand, because you're doing that specific task in that specific amount of time. And I know, again, this might be like, you might be thinking, oh, this sounds a lot like time blocking. But again, we'll get into that more a different day, how it is different in some ways. So additionally, another reason why it can help you to simplify your schedule as a busy mom is because you are able to decide how long you are going to dedicate to that task, like I said, depending on how busy your day is, Or if the kids are having a really rough day, you know, teething baby, you're tired, all those things, you can shorten that time frame up a little bit. The point of it all being, at the end of the day, we are working on consistency towards getting our tasks done rather than perfection. Sometimes as moms, we have to live with good enough. Sometimes we don't get to finish what we were working on because someone needs us. And when we have a lot of someones in our life, like us mamas with lots of kiddos, you know that that can really compound because there's more kids asking for help at any given time, right? So anyway, sometimes we can't dedicate any more time to the task, even if we wanted to. So we unfortunately have to sometimes cut those tasks off, move on, and get the other things done in a day that are also important. Like, we can't spend all day doing laundry just because we keep getting interrupted every couple minutes. We might have to close that box of laundry tasks, put it aside till tomorrow, and hope that tomorrow is a better day, that we have more time to work on it. Sometimes we have to know when good enough is good enough and move on. So another benefit is you can, like I said, open and close the box as needed when the kids distract you or when they need help with something. You can open that box back up again, complete the remaining amount of time that you had promised yourself you were dedicating to that task, get that done, and then move on. And then also you can have the same boxes in place every single day, but then the tasks that you set, you place inside those boxes can be slightly different depending on your needs for that day. So a little caveat here, caveat, sorry, I think caveat. Obviously, this isn't going to work for every single task in your day perfectly, or sometimes it's not always going to work, but it will help you with the benefits I mentioned earlier. It is going to help you to simplify your schedule, and it is a really, really good way for moms that are at home with their kids and facing a lot of those distractions in a day where you can't have a very strict time block because, you know, you might be a couple minutes into your time block and then someone needs you for something really important. So it can be really beneficial for us moms that are at home with our kiddos with a lot of distractions to simplify our schedule, to make it easier on our brain, take away some of that overwhelm. Because when things are less overwhelming, less stressful, and we know exactly what we're supposed to be doing, we can be more present, happy mamas in those moments when we are actively not doing our tasks and actively engaging with our kids in playtime or mealtime or all those beautiful things, right? So I hope that that has made sense for you. I'm just going to quickly recap what we talked about here, and then I will send you on your way, my friend. So point number one was, what is time boxing? Essentially, it is a time management technique in where you are allocating a specific amount of time to completing a certain task in your day. This can be 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whichever. But it is essentially helping you to restrict that activity to that amount of time. And then it is different than time blocking, but then we can think of it as a way that you can open and close what you're working on and come back to it when time allows with the kids, when your focus and ability allows, in order to complete those tasks as a way of simplifying your schedule in the day and staying on track. It can help you simplify your schedule because it's going to be flexible, simple. It's going to help you to get down to business, get done what you're working on, and move on. It's going to help you perfectionists to not take more time doing a task than you have to. And it's going to help you procrastinators to know, okay, I said that I was going to take 15 minutes to do this task today. Let's just get it done. And then I don't have to think about it. You know, so it can help us procrastinators to just get it done and then move on with the rest of our day. And then lastly, it can help you to focus and to cut back on your multitasking. So I hope that you can see how time boxing is a really valuable time management technique for many of us moms to give a go. I would love if you give this concept a go. Come to the Facebook community or email me. Let me know how it's going, or if you have more questions about it, I would be happy to chat about that. But for now, that is all we're going to cover on time boxing for today. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I am really excited to see you on the email list or in the Facebook community so that we can talk about this more. Bye for now, my friends, and have a fantastic week. Hey mama, thanks for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you mind sharing it with a mom friend that is also desiring a more peaceful and orderly home? Make sure to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss a thing. Lastly, can you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review? It lights me up to read the ways that this show is helping you. Now it's time for me to get back to my never-ending pile of laundry, and I'm sure you have some too. I'll meet you back on Wednesday for another episode. Bye for now.